Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino, call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1992. I closed it, and then I guessed on the
year. There was a question mark.
I closed
that.
It because I wanted to see where we were, and I wanted to find that out, but I can't. 1922.
Okay.
Would you have believed 1992? You're like, no, I've been going to Crosby's since the 30s.
You've been reading that sponsor for years, and I know I would have been guessing.
My
sorry,
Pappy went to Crosby's in the 30s, and I can't believe anybody would think it only opened in 1992. Today we are at Leo's Pizzeria. Let's focus on that.
Yes, I agree.
On Southwestern Angle in Southwestern, out closer to the stadium for our Bud Light Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Now I've opened one that says we're in the wrong location. I blame myself.
Yeah,
Bud Light.
Ignore that. Yeah,
easy to drink. Why does this exist?
They have a few locations. Is what they have one. There's one in Lancaster. There's one in East Aurora, and there's this one locally that I'm aware of. This is what Googling and scoping out the menu will do for you.
Easy to enjoy. Which hopefully our show is easy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Okay. So we have not ordered a pizza. There's been a brief discussion with management about the plan.
Highest levels of management.
I think 5:30. That's actually when people normally eat things like pizza.
Sure.
Later on in the day, you put in your work day, and then it's like dinner time.
Yeah,
if you will. Instead, unless you think we should just talk about pizza toppings on this Football Friday, we need to talk about the Patriots and the situation. Let's talk about the situation.
The situation being that they're 9-2 and the Bills are 6-3.
It's part of it.
And their quarterback doesn't really seem like he can miss. Did he only miss long throws last night? There was a point in that game where I saw his only incompletions were, and I didn't see the incompletions. I was sort of dipping in and out. I was watching the Sabres as well.
Well, good for
last
you.
Night. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to put my time in, and but I just know, like, catching up on the game and just following along on social media, it was like two long passes to Kyle Williams. Is that the right
yes.
name?
Yes.
Were the only incompletions at some point in the game.
And he ended up
and it was
zero.
Not at like 8:30. Like, it was, you know, into the game, and he had just a bunch of, you know, really, really accurate throws everywhere else.
I think may have been 11 for 11 at one
okay.
point. So, yeah.
He has the potential to make you shook, I think, a little bit. Like, it's you sort of keep waiting. I'm doing the same thing maybe a lot of football fans, even if they don't have an interest in the Bills, is following the AFC, following the league, and sort of waiting for order to be restored. You know, Baltimore is a long way from restoring order still. I mean, they're getting closer. But they're down because they had such a tough start to the season and Lamar Jackson missed time. But Kansas City, Buffalo, like, let's get it together, right? Indianapolis, New England, Denver, what are we doing here? And New England just sort of keeps going, and it's to me it's largely May. I don't want to go long on their defensive prowess off a game like last night where they're playing a team that just can't really do anything on offense in the Jets. But on offense, May just, he's got escapability, he can make all the throws, and he's accurate. He's making the throws. Like, he's putting the ball where it needs to be, and that just is such a, it's such a benefit to have on an offense when, you know, third and seven. Okay, move around a little bit and find Hunter Henry.
I think he never had to move last night. That's going to change.
I hope so.
To the point
yeah.
about the Jets, and I'm not saying he's not good or even great, but my thought watching them last night was, obviously, he seems like a good processor and gets the ball to the right guy, but I think that was pretty easy last night for him, which is in contrast yeah. to how the Bills tend to look lately. But not so much against the Jets. So
yep.
they have won 8 games in a row, though.
Yep.
Like, you can't just put it all on the Jets' shoulders
right.
that this is happening.
I mean, their schedule has been soft, but they found a way to beat Tampa last week. They found a way to beat the Bills quite a few weeks ago now. So they've been up to the challenge when it's been a more, you know, credible opponent on the other side. And, you know, so sure, there's some benefit to not having to play someone that's at a playoff caliber level every week, but when they've been faced with it, they've dealt with it. And even if he doesn't have to move, we know that he can and be pretty effective doing it. He was great on the move against the Bills. Holy cow, that rollout throw down the sideline late to Diggs was elite.
Yep.
level.
Yep.
That's Josh Allen level, SportsCenter. Did you see what this guy did type throws.
When was the last time we saw Allen do that? Those miracle kind of plays. It's been a while. But yes.
It's been pretty ordinary.
It's,
yeah.
You're in tough now.
Yeah.
Here's how I look at it. New England is 9-2. And now it's at the point where, as the Bills in this, you're happy that you get to play them again. Because otherwise, it's like, last year with Kansas City, you're chasing and you're hoping.
Right.
At least you get to get one back if you can get it. I think you can probably lock New England in on 12 wins, minimum. They have 6 games left, and 3 of them are the Giants. I'm even skipping at Cincinnati, by the way, which is next week.
All right.
Off of the so-called mini bye. But 3 of the games are the Giants at home, 2 weeks away, with or without Dart, that team, the Patriots might be a double-digit favorite.
I think Dart gives them a punching chance, but without him, they're cooked, I think.
Yeah, even if Dart is healthy and plays, what's the line? 8? Like, I think you can lock New England in on 12. The Giants are one game. At the Jets is another in week 17. And then Miami at home in 18. If the Patriots have a stake, those last 2 weeks, or even especially week 18, mm-hmm. the Dolphins mm-hmm. at home in Foxborough. It's happened before. Fitzpatrick won that game in
right,
Foxborough.
That's right.
But
that's right.
The other games are next week for the Patriots at Cincinnati, Bills at Ravens. So if you're New England, irrespective of the rest of the conference, you're just thinking about, you and I are talking and we're on EEI. They're 9-2 without the accents and the, you know, other horrible traits.
I'm really inside. My inner voice is debating how hard to go at that. I'm going to not go hard at all.
There could be a lot of offenses we're going to not subscribe to by this hypothetical situation. Would you take 12-5?
From New England?
Yes.
Yes. I think that schedule almost dictates that.
You would take that if you're the Patriots.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant from my.
That's why I went through that whole thing imagining we're on the radio.
Sorry. See,
the horror.
I'm easily distracted. I was still hung up on how bad I would cop a Boston accent if I tried. Sorry.
Should the Patriots sign for 12-5?
No.
No, because that's probably not the one. And I think
Their record's good enough right now, and the schedule's soft enough that they should be aiming for that.
That's right. Whether you want to say suddenly or not, the one is the play. I mean, that's what we spent all summer dreaming about, is the one. And so if they wouldn't take 12-5, now we're back in Buffalo. Come back over to Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern. Would you take for the Patriots 12-5?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Well, then, okay.
I think that's the best I can hope for with that schedule.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too.
Locked
them in on 12.
I beat them. Baltimore beats them. And
Cincinnati.
One of these games is a fluky weirdo game, and they just get got one other time. That's them, given their schedule and how they continue to just stack good enough performances. Like, you know, they didn't kill the Jets. I mean, you know, they won by 13. It was comfortable. They were never challenged. I mean, the Jets had a 7-0 lead, and then it's three straight touchdowns before the Jets score again. So it really wasn't a competitive game, but, you know, it was there. You know, it was there enough if the Jets could make a play here or there. It's a game like the Bills have played this year. It's the Miami game, maybe. Not even that. That was a tighter squeeze for the Bills. But, you know, we've had those games where it's like, I won by a lot. Was I great? Did I kill, you know, how much better am I than them? You could get there, but they just sort of keep finding a way to do enough. And I would settle for them at 12 and hope I can get to 13. Which I think is going to be a really heavy. That's only one more loss.
Well, you might be able to win the division in a tie.
The loss to Miami is going to sting
that's
in that department,
right?
Because division record is what comes if you split with New England.
You have to have one of those Patriot losses be Dolphins or Jets.
Yep.
And then
maybe it gets
beat them another way. Conference I don't know.
Next
they've lost
that.
To the Raiders. They've lost to Pittsburgh. They might not win. They might not beat you on the next tiebreaker. So, but, you know, 12, okay. I mean, would you take 12-5 for the Bills? How could you not?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to now.
Can you feel the resignation in my voice?
I could hear it.
Yeah. I don't like that, but yeah. Where you're at right now, Eagles on the horizon. Who knows what the Bengals are on the horizon?
The Bucs.
The Bucs, right?
At Houston.
New England, if you want.
I think you have to take 12-5.
Yeah.
I think right now, that's the point. That's the point I've been here and there alluding to for maybe a month now, is you might have to just settle for second.
Yeah.
With their schedule and that win here in week five, and how it all sort of lays out. It's going to be hard to get to the top of the AFC East. It's going to be hard. Like, you're going to need something to go sideways for them, and some or all of these, this anxiety we're all talking about with the Bills all the time, changes. And, you know, here's a game where you're a 5.5-point favorite, your opponent's good but beatable.
Yeah.
And you got weather Sunday, maybe wind, and maybe you like that for this game.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe if you're hoping that this team you're playing is susceptible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
For the pass that you can get your passing game on track, maybe that's bad news because they need more adversity in that part of their game, right, to deal with elements on top of whatever ineptitude, if that's not too strong, they're experiencing on that side of the ball. They're disjointed, to say the least, I think, in that part of their offense, the passing game. So, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this game today. And one thing that came to mind, and it's hard, I cannot get all the way there with, you know, any kind of authority. I'm shook by last week. You were nervous. I'm like, get out of here. You were nervous about Carolina, too. They beat them 40-9. I don't want to hear it. They're going to kill this team. And, you know, they got handled pretty comfortably.
Boy, that's interesting.
But one thing I had in my head today about this opponent was how you felt about Dallas 2 years ago. Like, is this team, Tampa's just going to come in here and win here? You know, Dallas is different. Their profile is different. They've let down their fans in spots like that, you know, way more often. You know, it's hard.
What you're saying, by the way, is the Dallas game 2 years ago, I never had any doubt that the Bills would roll.
Right. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
That's
and maybe San Francisco was a little bit like that, too, last year.
A little bit.
Right? You know, they were kind of wounded coming in. And, you know, Tampa doesn't have the profile of those teams. So, along with that, you don't have as deeply ingrained opinions about them in a spot like this because they're more of a mystery, I think, to you. But Tampa really is going to come in here on a chilly, windy November day and beat the Bills? Get out of here.
Well.
But I can't get all the way there because just too much has been going wrong for them. It was last week. Just the week before they looked great. So I'm probably exaggerating. I'm a victim of the moment here a little bit. But I want to believe that the Bills, they should have earned enough trust. They've been good enough for long enough that they should have this. But I'm spooked by last week. I'm afraid that last week wasn't just one of those days. It's more of a symptom of a big problem that they've got on their hands offensively. And if this game starts and they're in, you know, 3rd and 6 and can't complete a pass.
Well, I'll tell you what happens then. They'll get booed.
Right.
Like, that's – I mean, I think we have some claim to knowing or feeling, maybe we have an educated guess as to how the fan base is right now. And it starts with the super high, almost unreasonable standard and expectation that they have established. Every one of these years has to be a Super Bowl appearance or it's a failure. Like last year, the takeaway was this wasn't good enough. They won 15 games and then lost by a field goal to the Chiefs. Like, yeah, well, here, let me tell you about their problems. Let me tell you why the coach should be fired. You know, like, that's the standard. And you have that, plus now the Patriots have become the first team in a long time in the AFC East to scare you.
They are just way more of a problem. I don't need way sooner, but sooner than we thought, right? A lot of the summer, even early in the season, was sort of spent with, like, you know, they're going to be in the mirror, but really, you know, are they one of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, like, really closing on me? Or am I, like, just sort of, yeah, I'm fine. I'm sightseeing. I'm good here. I'm not about to get caught by a T-Rex. They've caught and passed me.
What is this movie?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Oh, that's right. My family made me watch that one time.
Okay.
I remember.
I didn't mean to pick such an obscure reference.
Yeah, no.
I could have quoted Fletch or something, and you would have got it, I suppose.
Oh, easily.
No one else would have, but you would have.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
Right.
No, Jurassic Park, right. I remember Wayne Knight, Newman.
Sure.
Getting, like, eaten or something.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Is that Jurassic Park?
Yeah, yeah. He was a bad guy in the original.
Was he?
Yeah, like, he, yeah. I think.
I think he was maybe good, and then here, who am I to tell you how Jurassic? What about Jurassic Park? I know I was at.
He deserved to get eaten.
He did.
You were glad, I think, when he got eaten because he had done something that he did a bad thing, and then he got eaten.
That's how close of attention I paid to
it. It felt like justice when he got eaten. I think I'm okay here. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It probably has. I've been to the set.
Oh, okay.
In Maui.
Sure. All right.
I think it was Maui, of Jurassic Park, but no.
All right.
Anyway, you were saying?
They're way closer. They ended up overtaking you. They were so close that they just jumped past you. They didn't even bother eating you yet. Now they might just be playing with their food. They're just up there, and you're chasing them. So, and no one, I was not expecting at all to be chasing that team.
We'll talk to Sam, and neither was he.
Right.
But I also don't want to completely capitulate here. If this is a question I have for Sam. If, I mean, I know they played last night, so this is not realistic. But say the Bills and the Patriots, their next game were the game in Foxborough. What's the line? Are the Patriots even a field goal favorite at home against the Bills, like right now?
Maybe not.
Maybe
2.5.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Is what I would guess.
They're probably favored by less than, that'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Favored by less than 3. And you're great at this. So if Sam's listening, he's just going to say what you said. He should. But yeah, like 2. Do you want to give the Bills a field goal at Foxborough right now? I don't think I do. So if it ends up, like going into this week, the AFC playoff picture was New England 3, Buffalo 6. That's the first round. How bad is that? Can we still live with, and it could get better, it also could get worse, the possibility that this year, to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to go on the road, but it's the Patriots and the Colts and the Broncos, or some combination, or the Steelers, or some combination like that. I was thinking, too, about how this reality with the Patriots, what it means to the end of the stadium. Because we're a little bit closer the time to that Week 18 Jet game being it.
Yeah.
And if they're, like, if they're a 5 or a 6, they could end up playing at home again. But that would be very unlikely.
We wouldn't know it sitting there watching Week 18 against the Jets.
And imagine the vibe in the stadium then, if it's, you know, wild card. Maybe you've already clinched it, but you can't get to the first. You can't get to first place.
Yeah.
And like, okay, this is fun.
Right? Are they resting week 18 to preserve because they're locked into the six or something?
And right, no, that's right. Like, right now, so that's what it is.
It's the last game. Oh, I don't want to finish all the thoughts I just had about what that could feel like because it's gross.
Okay,
I am bailing out.
It's Friday.
On that. I just do not want to paint that picture for anybody. I think we said enough that people are driving in their cars right now, painting the picture, and they're mad.
Well,
I mean, that's you know. That's how it goes.
It's kind of what we do.
Just know I'm with you. I'm mad, too. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at what just all flashed through my mind. Don't feel good about
it. I'm going to play some Quick Draw today.
All right.
We're going to be here for 3 more hours at least.
Yeah.
Why not just sort of run up 10, 20 games and maybe I'll win? What do you think my chances are, good or bad?
Not great. Not great.
They can't be great.
No.
I have won. 4 figures at Quick Draw in my life.
All right. I don't think I've ever won a penny.
I'll tell you that story.
I'm also not someone who – I've not frequented, you know.
No. It's been many years since
I've
played
Quick Draw. A time or two with my wife, we've been in, you know, a certain kind of joint, you know, on vacation. Like, oh, what the hell? They got dusty bottles of Utica Club on the bottom shelf and a Quick Draw machine. Let's go.
That's what else is there to do.
Welcome to Central New York. Welcome to the Central Leather Stocking region.
Football Friday next, Sam Paniadovich. Today, Sigmund Bloom and Sal Capaccio as well. We're at Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Time for a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.